Please open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 1. Over these four Sundays of Advent, we're looking at the first two chapters of Hebrews. This is one of the great incarnation statements in the New Testament. It's a perfect passage for Christmas because it presents to us Jesus Christ in all of His glory, compels us to look at Him and to worship Him. This is such a deep and moving and thoughtful passage. Let's look to the Lord once again in prayer and ask the Holy Spirit to open our hearts to the Son of God as He is presented to us in these scriptures. Let's pray together. O Lord, may Your Word be illuminated to us by Your Holy Spirit. May we see Jesus Christ in the pages of this book. And may He become more precious and wonderful to us through our study. In His name we pray. Amen. Well, we looked at verses 1 through 3 last week. We're going to look at verses 4 through the end of the chapter. Listen to God's Word. So He, that's Christ, became as much superior to the angels as the name He has inherited is superior to theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have become your father"? Or again, "I will be his father and he will be my son"? And again, when God brings his firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." And speaking of the angels, he says, "He makes his angels winds, his servants flames of fire." But about the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever, and righteousness will be the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy." He also says, "In the beginning, O Lord, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will wear out like a garment. You will roll them up like a robe, like a garment. They will be changed, but you remain the same, and your years will never end." To which of the angels did God ever say, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet"? Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? A few years ago, I read an article about